This is a CK to Z news update.
Foxglove Pottery Studio on Seascape Road in Manson's Landing held an open house for two Saturdays on December 10th and 17th and was very well attended by the community. Owner and potter Mary Claire Preston described it as
dizzyingly successful. I didn't really have a whole lot of time to socialize. It felt really encouraging to see that there's a place for a studio, another studio on the island, and for potters, and maybe some openings to explore other kind of partnerships in a studio space.
Preston had invited two collaborators to showcase their work alongside hers, one of whom was stone carver Donna Neven.
Today was very quiet, but our opening day was very full. A lot of people showed up. I would say probably 50 to 80. Yeah, it was well received.
Yeah. Hannu Hoskonen is the other person who's got samples of his work here.
Hoskonen is a fine woodworker and finishing carpenter.
How did the concept of the three of you being in here begin? What was the seed there?
Mary Claire finally got her studio. And she wanted to do sales and asked me and Hannu if we wanted to join. And I thought, yeah, it's Christmas time is a good time to do something a little different. And so that's worked out well.
Hannu rents a shop that's part of this building and Donna just works down the road. She's got a little shop down the road. Figuring starting at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the vision for this place going forward?
Well, it's really fluid. It's very fluid. This has been a long time in the making. And most of the time, this is a working space. But then I'm realizing that I can shift the space out of a working space into almost a gallery space. So the vision, it could go in a number of different ways. I think about teaching pottery. And then doing my own pottery. And then I also think about having a gallery space here where I can bring in other artists and collaborate with other artists around displays and shows, etc. So yeah, there's lots of potential.
Lots of possibilities. Mm-hmm. Great. Would you both like to say a few words to describe your art?
I always struggle with this. I'm a stone carver. A lot of my work, my stones come from the beaches. I am starting to buy stone, which is mostly marble, and the art comes from the Neolithic time.
What inspires you to draw from that time era?
Oh, the simplicity, the beauty, the age. I love that the rock, my rocks that I do, will be here for a bazillion more years, and it's just heartwarming to know that.
And for me, my pottery really is a meditation. I started doing pottery before I moved here. It was part of healing. When I came out here, I can remember the feeling and the day, the moment when I found the communal studio in the basement of Manson's Hall. I can remember scrubbing the dusty window and peeking in and seeing this pottery studio and going, oh, I found my place. And so for the last 26 years, I've been in and out of that studio working, and I'm making too much stuff. Like, I need my own studio, you know? So I've had lots of really great interactions and learning at that community studio. I'm so thankful for it, having been here over the last 25 years, and it's been around since before that, too. And all the people I've learned from in there. And so, yeah, it continues to be a meditation. There's great acoustics in here. I can sing when I'm doing my pottery. And yeah, it's a meditation.
Will this place be open to the public in general?
For now, I think I'm just looking at specific dates. If I'm working in here, I think I'm okay with people coming by. But generally, I think I would post dates. I have toyed with the idea in the summer of maybe being open for a few hours on Sunday, but I'm just not quite clear on how that will be. So for now, I will just have opening times that I would publish. Yeah.
And the summer is a ways away, so you can think about it.
Yeah.
You've been listening to an interview with potter Mary Claire Preston and stone carver Donna Neven about Foxglove Pottery Studio opening on Cortez Island, BC. For CK to Z News, I'm Anastasia Abakumova.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.